This thing on?
Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomily Destroyer Show is for iguanas only. Please tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, orangutans, other mammals, eagles, birds, frogs, fish, snakes, or geckos. No geckos. First thing I'ma do when I'm in charge is get rid of all the... You know, I probably shouldn't say anything on record. Anyway, are them lesser creatures all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomily Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo the Wondrous. I'm sure you know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomily Destroyer. If not, shame on you. You disgust me. And second of all, if not, I guess you can catch yourself up, slightly redeem yourself. Go to my website, ZomilyDestroyer.com, and read all the comics. So, I was hoping to have news of going to Georgie's acupuncture appointment so Iguana could try jabbing pokey things into her. But I guess the moral of the story is never tell your pet monkey why you're so interested in attending their acupuncture appointment. And if you do make that error, certainly don't tell them that you want to stab them with metal bits in any kind of gleeful tone of voice. Gives the game away right then and there. So, that was a bust. See, Georgie called her mom, and see the needle-poking dude? He has an office next to the mall, so Grandma picked me and Georgie up and parked at the mall, and Georgie walked to her appointment by herself, I guess so I wouldn't find exactly where it is. And then Grandma took me into the mall. Officially, we were to do some Christmas shopping. I don't shop for monkeys. I just scrawl my name on the gift tags when Georgie's done buying and wrapping the presents. It makes it look like I bothered to participate, so I get the credit, but I don't have to spend any of Iguana's time or money doing anything. See, this is how the gift flow is supposed to work. To Iguanas, never from Iguanas. So anyway, I didn't have any shopping to do, and I made sure Grandma understood that. She has this crazy idea that I should get Georgie a present. But we've had that fight every Christmas for years, and it always ends up the same. Grandma goes and gets something extra for Georgie and insists that I sign the tag. I don't know, Iggs. I'm kind of worried that sets a bad precedent. Because, you know, if something happens to Grandma, I might be expected to keep up the gift-giving to Georgie out of my own funds. Not cool. Not cool at all. But anyway, so I get lugged around the mall with Grandma as she does her shopping. Kind of annoying. Definitely not as much fun as I imagined jabbing needles into Georgie would be. But hey, Georgie's gotta sleep sooner or later. So I figure I'll just give her some free acupuncture, courtesy of the sewing needle kits. Same difference, right? Anywho, the mall now has some dude pretending to be Santa there. Now, I figured out the mall Santa is an imposter years ago when nothing I ever asked him for ever showed up under the tree. No WMDs for Iggy. Ever. Didn't matter how good I'd been that year. Even years when I managed to not set the neighbor's cats on fire, I still didn't get my weapons of mass destruction. And like I said, that's very good by iguana standards. I didn't get what I want, so I figured out Mall Santa's a fake Santa. Nonetheless, I was bored out of my tree watching Grandma shop all this stuff for the monkey members of the family. I mean, she assured me that she did indeed have presents for me, but she wasn't going to buy me stuff when I was there because it would ruin the surprise. She'd best be telling Iggy the truth. I don't like being lied to, and I really don't like not getting enough presents. Anyway, tormenting the fake Santa at the mall seemed like a good mode of entertainment, as good a mode of entertainment as any. So I started throwing a hissy fit until Grandma went and stood in line with me. Now, the first thing that signaled me that things were going to be different this year was that fake Santa dropped the ho, 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 Merry Christmas smiley face routine as soon as he saw me, that I was next in line. That and, you know, the sudden presence of about 30 mall cops, all armed with tasers, glaring at me. But I pretended not to notice. Hi, Santa! Zamo, hello. How's it going, Santa? You're not getting any cluster bombs, drones, nuclear weapons, or other assorted weapons of war and mass destruction, Zamo. I had a good long look at fake Santa. But I was pretty sure I hadn't seen this particular unemployed actor before. So I was a little confused. How'd you know I was going to ask for all that stuff? And he said, well, Zamo, there's a whole chapter on you in the new training manual. Really?
Well, considering the lawsuits from previous years.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you incite a bunch of sugar-crazed kids to sharpen candy canes into shivs and go on a stabbing spree on the grounds that last year's Santa wasn't the real Santa because you didn't get your Uzi the year before. You're gonna cause them all a few lawsuits.
Not to mention your history of trying to set Santa's beard on fire in retaliation for not getting your nuclear weapons.
I looked at him and I told him there ain't nothing illegal about that sort of thing. The Criminal Code of Canada states quite clearly that it's only illegal to incite a riot if a person does it. And it's also only illegal if a person commits arson. And don't say nothing about an iguana inciting a riot or setting things on fire or setting people on fire. That's all okay. Fake Santa didn't say nothing. He just glared at me for a while, and I glared back at him. And then Grandma chimed in with a, Zamo, you be nice, or there won't be any treats for you when we get home. God damn it, being nice sucks. So then Fake Santa asked me if there's anything reasonable I wanted. Well, I thought my demands were quite reasonable, but... yeah, sensing the trigger happiness in the mall cops, I decided to play it safe. I told him I'd like a couple new slingshots. The better to huck rocks at the churchman's cat mittens, but I figured I should leave that part out. I told him I wanted a $100 iTunes card. I told him I wanted a chemistry kit. The better to make bombs and other toys with. But again, I figured I should probably keep my trap shut about that purpose. Oh, and I remembered my plan about the whole acupuncture thing, so I quickly added, also, can I get my own sewing kit? Fake Santa seemed relieved.
See, now you're being perfectly reasonable, Zamo.
Yeah, I'm gonna send my real Christmas wish list to the Santa at the North Pole via letter. But anyway, so we did the stupid photo thing with the fake smiles and all this, and then we left. And as we were leaving, Grandma commented on how good I'd been. All I gotta say is there better be some maraschino cherries in Iggy's treats this year. I say I earned them. Yeah, anyway, earning cherries is tiring business. Gonna want a nap. So cold and crappy this time of year, iguana just want to sleep all day. More so than usual, I mean. So, let's wrap up the show here. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, just search Zamo the Destroyer. Or if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, well, tail whip and beat the crap out of them. But then after that, we don't want them finding this show on iTunes, so you go to my website, ZamoTheDestroyer.com. You can grab individual episodes there or stream it or whatever. Talk at you, Iggs, next week. Remember to have fun dealing with your fake mall Santas. Bring matches. Bye.